Once upon a bean, a humble cacao pod sailed the seas and conquered the palates of kings.
Ah, yes, the 16th century, a time of plagues, pilgrims, and poor dental hygiene. And yet, humanity discovered bliss in liquid form.
Picture it, Brother Hugo. 1519. Hernan Cortes meets the Aztecs. He expects gold, but instead receives a bitter brew of ground cacao and spice.
A drink so sacred, it was reserved for nobles and warriors, and occasionally bold monks on field trips.
They called it chocolatl. Thick, spicy, and unsweetened, more war paint than dessert. But once sugar entered the scene, oh mercy, the crusade began.
Indeed. By the late 1500s, Spanish courts guarded chocolate recipes like holy relics. Only nobles sipped it, whispering of its divine intoxication.
Then came the great cacao contagion. Monks and merchants smuggling beans across Europe like caffeinated contraband.
Italy, France, England, each added their twist. The French refined it with cream, the English with milk, and the Italians with drama.
Mademoiselle, to drink chocolate is to sip the soul of the New World.
And to stain one's robe, which is why the monastic council of 1645 declared, chocolate does not break the Lenten fast.
A victory for monks everywhere.
By the 18th century, chocolate houses rivaled taverns as centers of gossip, romance, and revolution. Napoleon drank it before battle, Casanova before other campaigns.
And now, the crusade continues. One truffle, one tasting, one delightfully unrepentant bite at a time.
Truly, chocolate conquered Europe, not with swords, but with sweetness.
So raise your cup, dear listeners, and remember, history is best enjoyed melting on your tongue.
Taste the adventure,
and may your courage be cocoa infused.
Mixed monk, taste the adventure.